Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, as violent crime continues to increase over the last year to now continuing to increase, Americans want a solution. Not Americans like you. Americans like you already have taken care of everything that can be taken care of up to a certain point. You've looked at the police being defunded and the Ferguson effect and all the other things that are happening. You've looked at the way they are letting criminals out. You've looked at the way they're not arresting any and it's just a revolving door. People like you, you've already taken steps. But you're not everybody, unfortunately. So everybody else wants a solution. Over and over, Biden frames violent crime as a gun problem. His presentation this month was no different. But the problem is much more far-reaching. If it was a gun problem, well, that would be one thing. But violent crime is rising across the board, and in 2019, 92% of it didn't involve guns. Let me say that again. 92% of it didn't involve guns. Violent crime, 92% of it didn't involve guns. Even just 2% of gun crimes end in murder. That has been virtually the same percentage for decades. And even if gun crime surged relative to all other violent crime, it would still be a relatively small percentage. Now, it's not hard to find explanations for the increased violence. In many urban areas, more than half of prison inmates have been released on account of the pandemic, and the releases are continuing. And with very few exceptions, I've heard of no plans to go get them and put them back in lockup. In some places, police have been ordered to stand down, and their budgets have been cut. Prosecutors in many major urban areas have refused to prosecute violent criminals. We're becoming less of a nation of law than we used to be. This is a big problem in a lot of cases. Now, we have to enforce the law by ensuring that criminals are afraid of being caught and punished, which right now they might get caught, but they're not being punished. I saw something today where the Chicago police superintendent was blaming their DA in Chicago over the revolving door in Chicago. You got New York City, they cut their police budget by $1 billion. That sent quite the opposite message of, we're going to catch you and you're going to pay. If you want to get an idea of the administration's narrow focus, just look at at the titles that the White House put on Biden's April, June, and this week's talks. Remarks by President Biden on gun violence prevention. Remarks by President Biden and Attorney General Garland on gun crime prevention strategy. Remarks by President Biden discussing his administration's comprehensive strategy to reduce gun crimes. Now, Biden argues that lax gun control is responsible for the increase in violent crime. So, Why can't someone in the White House press corps ask a simple question? What change in gun control laws could possibly explain the increase in violent crime over the last year? Why did violent crime increase now rather than 2 or 3 or 4 years ago? That's a question posed by John Lott. He wrote the White House press corps. He received no response on the question. In Biden's 3 speeches on crime, he mentioned gun or firearm 148 times. The term weapon, sometimes in connection with assault weapon, is used another 21 times. By contrast, when not directly in context with guns, such as describing gun violence, the words crime, violence, or violent were mentioned about half as often, 89 times. And Biden was talking about violence, generally, not just murder, which would make more sense in terms guns much more frequently involved in murders. But he only mentions the words murder or homicide 7 times in those 3 presentations, completely ignoring them in his most recent talk. See, they're not counting on you getting a breakdown of their words and verbiage like this. This emphasis on overall violence and not murders is somewhat understandable, if only because of how heavily concentrated murders are in the country. It still holds true today. 51% of the murders take place in just 2% of the counties. That's 60 out of, depending on who you ask, there's either 3,095 counties or 3,140. 60 out of that number. And even within those counties, most murders occur within just a 10-block radius. These are overwhelmingly gang-related murders. They're surely important, but they don't touch the lives of most Americans because most of you don't live in gangland. 54% of counties have no murders, and another 15% have just one. Now, in his discussions that he's been having, as he's been describing how he's going to be Superman and save the world, Biden only mentions policing 4 times in those 3 talks. He does so once in connection with red flag gun laws, 3 times boasted that the American Rescue Plan passed earlier this year by Congress provided funds to hire more police officers, more nurses, more counselors, more social workers. But the bill gave local government money to spend on anything they wanted. They didn't have to spend any of it on police. Biden calls for an assault weapon ban, but rifle murders account for only about 2% of all murders in recent years. We need to try to reduce murder across the board, if we're going to try that. But we also need to prioritize the most effective solution. Your guns are not the problem. Your guns are not the problem. His other solutions overwhelmingly focus on guns. He has demanded a zero-tolerance policy for rogue gun dealers who knowingly or carelessly sell guns to criminals. That might sound reasonable, but it isn't what his policy is really about. He will impose the corporate death penalty on any seller who makes the most trivial, inconsequential paperwork mistake. You accidentally write the city's name in the Forbes County box, and you are out of business. He also says 5% of dealers sold 90% of the guns found at crime scenes, but that 5% of dealers sold about 90% of all guns, not just crime guns. Just as with his other proposals, from changing liability rules to costly and error-filled background checks on private transfer of guns, the objective is to make it more costly for people to buy a gun. And if you put gun dealers out of business, that's exactly what it will do. It will be the poor who will be hurt the most, particularly those who are the most likely victims of violent crime, poor black people who live in high-crime urban areas. Often, a single event motivates a whole new area of gun control. And this year's shooting in Boulder, Colorado, was followed by calls for bans on handgun stabilizers. Just because the perpetrator used one. They were originally designed to allow wounded and disabled veterans to hold handguns, and they're just a strap attached to the gun. Disabled individuals are often viewed as easy targets by criminals, and stabilizers make it easier for them to defend themselves. And the surge in violent crime has nothing to do with pistol stabilizers. Disabled people aren't suddenly committing a lot of crimes. Even in the Boulder case, there's no evidence the stabilizer helped target people at close range. Shooter wasn't disabled. He didn't have any problem holding a handgun normally. America wants laws enforced. We don't need more of them. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I've got three scenarios for you, just three. We can have a society where the rules and norms allow free expression without informal sanctions like cancellation. We can have a society where everyone uses and is subject to informal sanctions like cancellation. We can have a society where only leftists can use cancellation and only conservatives are subject to it. I prefer number one, I can live with number two, and I'm not even going to tolerate number three. Just not even going to consider it. Which brings us to the claim du jour of leftists and the true conservative sissies who, when they aren't explaining why drag queen story hours are A-OK, insist that we must, you know, act like we're in scenario number one when we're really in scenario number three. So my question becomes, do you think there's a conservative cancel culture? No? What there is now is a consensus among conservatives that we will refuse to subsidize institutions and entities that hate us. Cancel culture, properly understood in this time of words meaning whatever they need to mean at any given moment, and I'm going to have to insist on fixed definitions, is the attempt to use formal and informal sanctions to stop people from expressing a dissenting view. But conservatives don't care what the conservatives who cry about it when they're caught shafting us, like Christie, hi Christie, think. Conservatives care about what these people do or don't do. Labeling our rejection of squishes and rhinos as cancel culture is a cheesy attempt to stop us from insisting that conservatives actually conserve. You know, to use the word. If the left and the GOP puffballs want to call this act of self-preservation cancel culture and shame us into unilateral disarmament in the name of some sort of pseudo-consistency, give it your best shot. I mean, come on. We're not tying ourselves up with alleged principles anymore. Ideological bondage is not our scene. So, since scenario number one has been taken off the table by our enemies, I guess it's going to be scenario number two. There was a certain coffee company created by vets that embraced a kind of vet bro gun vibe, and it worked hard to cultivate a following in the conservative community. And then they stamped their combat boots hard on their own tender beans. Black Rifle Coffee Company's problem provides an important lesson not just to companies seeking to operate on the conservative tip, but to GOP politicians as well. What happened? Black Rifle gave an interview to the New York Times that many conservatives saw as taking sides against us conservatives. Did it or didn't it take sides against us? The company denies it, and they're trying to repair the damage, but the facts of the case are not the point we're discussing here. The point is how conservatives, the cheated-on wives of American politics, reacted when they felt rightly or wrongly betrayed. And the conservatives went nuclear. And here's the thing a lot of people seem to not understand. No faction has been screwed over by its own side more than conservatives. How many politicians, when they had the power to do the conservative things they ran on, opted for favorable WAPO coverage over keeping their promise? The incentives to corporate are huge, like coverage in the D.C. paper of record explaining how one has grown. But, you know, I'm done. I'm done with the bait and switch. I got asked the other day to have a discussion with someone about Representative Thomas Massie not wanting to back the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act in the House. And my question to the person that wanted me to do this was, what difference does it make? See, I'm also done with symbolism. I'm done with that. I'm done with symbolism. I'm done with everybody telling me, well, you know, if we only had this, and you'll probably end up getting all of this again. But this next time around, it's going to become increasingly, by various leaps and bounds, increasingly more difficult for you to continue to shaft us. We're super sensitive. We're super suspicious. because we've been burned way too many times. So conservatives now have a hair trigger for perceived betrayal. If they even suspect it, they go off. And those seeking our support should act accordingly, as cons have been serially betrayed for decades. Take George W., please, back to his ranch to paint his paintings. But before you do, remember what he did to all of us. Who defended him when he refused to defend himself? He talked smack about us as he partied with his new pals, the Clintons and the Obamas. The Ahoy crew, you know, they used to at least pretend to be with us. Captain Bill Crystal, David, aptly named French, Jonah Heavy G. Goldberg, and the rest turned on us the second they perceived their sinecures were in peril due to our swelling demand for some sort of actual victory. And it comes down to them or us. You get to pick one, you can't choose both, and you can't choose neither. And is that fair? No, it isn't. Doesn't that put people in a tough position? Yes, it does. Does it matter? Not a bit. Welcome to 2021. This is the fight. This is where the fight is, and you got to pick a side now. And politicians, you should be listening to this. Kristi Noem thought she could pretend to be firm. Bend for the Chamber of Commerce, then tell us why we were dumb for not seeing the subtle conservatism inherent in her decision to let men play girls' sports. Her 2024 candidacy is over, and all the lame pot shots in the world at actual conservative Ron DeSantis is not going to resurrect that. Likewise, Nikki Haley cavorted with people who hate us, then tried to pretend that she was all in with us through her ridiculous PAC, the Center for Americans for Strength in America, and also Families and Liberty plus the Eagles. Or something along that sort of a cliched hack line. You get one chance, just one, and those two blew it. And at least that bloated puffball Jeb was straight with us that under a Jeb administration, the ruling class's priorities would have been his. I mean, that's that kind of honesty you just don't get anymore. But it's very simple now. It's either going to be them or us. Everybody's got to choose. Nobody gets to sit this one out. You got to pick a side. The fight is here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wildfires are raging in the west and creating hazy skies as far away as New York. Crews are battling nearly 85 large fires in 13 states amid excessive heat and months of drought. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
This represents something that has not happened in the House before for a select committee by the historian. It's an egregious abuse of power. Pelosi has broken this institution. House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house, not Pelosi's house.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Republicans are slamming Democrats for spending $3.5 trillion on infrastructure as inflation continues to rise. Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democrats are playing Russian roulette with our economy.
And it's still my hope that a few Democrats may be brave enough to stop this. I think it's a catastrophic direction for our country.
As COVID cases continue to rise across the world, Olympic organizers say there's still a chance they'll pull the plug on the Olympics this year.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee says he hasn't ruled out canceling the games if a COVID outbreak gets bad enough. Toshiro Muto said Tuesday that if there were a spike in cases, he wouldn't rule out ending the games, which are set to begin on Friday. Since July 1st, there have been at least 67 confirmed cases of COVID among those accredited for the games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm going to set the stage for you. A man and his family visiting his brother at his home. They're there looking at the wall. The brother who's visiting his 13-year-old daughter says, George Washington was an evil man. He's not a hero. You need to take that picture down. A 13-year-old admonishing an adult while standing in his home. He slaughtered Native Americans and owned slaves. My social studies teacher taught me all about him. Your brother looks at you and asks you, are you sending your kids to that school? You're sitting there, you shake your head, tell him you're going to look into it while looking at his copy of The Prayer at Valley Forge by Arnold Freiberg. It's one of your brother's favorite works of art. And in your family, the portrait is symbolic of the power of prayer and what it means to be an American. So the first thing you want to do is gather information. This is what a non-commissioned officer would do. They're not going to go out there and jump to conclusions until they gather information. But you're also very concerned that your daughter's complete dismissal over Washington's role in the Revolutionary War and his place in history as the first president of the United States is troubling. Congratulations, you've just been introduced to critical race theory, the can of worms
which in this particular case was taking place in the Olentangy local school district, a system that began as a one-room schoolhouse in the early 1900s and grew to be Ohio's sixth largest public school system. As it turns out, this particular teacher, a self-proclaimed lover of hard history, is a disciple of anti-racist teaching. Parents in this community have testified that they do not object to lesson plans presenting multiple perspectives of history, and they support diversity training. They disagree when instructors present revisionist history as fact and disavow the United States Constitution. Unfortunately, this seems lost on educators like this particular teacher, who tweets praise for activists such as Hassan Kwame Jeffries, an Ohio State University professor, who was contracted by OLSD to provide professional development. And one of his instructional slides, he states that 1619 is our country's origin and that racism is encoded in our DNA. Well, guess what? After uncovering this, the parents began to protest these teachings, and the fact that teachers have been given the green light to implement anti-racist CRT ideas in their lessons. And unabashed, Jeffries taunted them on Twitter. His assault continues as he attacked Republicans and tweeted multiple CRT endorsements last month. On July 4th, he echoed the assault on George Washington's place in American history. Even after sharing his social media posts, school board members and administrators insisted that the district was not teaching CRT. So the parents brought evidence forward. And the CRT is not in our curriculum message continued, and the school board president charged parents with conflating national media reports with what was going on in their kids' classrooms. Trained in equity and inclusion, teachers all over the country are operating as Marxist social justice activists. And parents are fighting back to take back their schools. And on defense, newspapers along with local and national television news broadcasts rage against reason, with slanted stories arguing that conservative parents refuse to acknowledge history over heritage, and that critical race theory is not being taught in schools, and the Republican Party is racist and soulless. Yeah. Now, this really hit home for the Olentangy parents reading the July 17th lead story of the Columbus Dispatch, a paper that serves a metropolitan area of 2 million people, and is owned by Gannett, America's largest newspaper publisher. Top of the fold, front page article, Future of Critical Race Theory Debate, includes coverage of the most recent Olentangy local school district board meeting. Months prior to this meeting, parent groups voiced concern the school officials were placing stronger emphasis on equity and inclusion and emotional and social learning than on academics, which is the complete opposite of what they're supposed to do. It should be nothing but academics. But the Dispatch story leads readers to believe that only three parents and a student were at the board meeting to speak in opposition to the teacher's use of CRT in classrooms. So the story's lie of omission is that school board policy limits community participation to 30 minutes of meetings, with each speaker having a maximum speaking time of 5. During the meeting, two parents give to their speaking time to former Ohio State football player Demetrius Stanley, who delivered his objections to critical race theory and shared how anti-racist teachings negatively impact his interracial family, which is a big problem. You know, that's becoming more and more of a thing because, I don't know, there's just people out here that aren't racist and they don't care what color the person is that they love, which, you know, just confuses me to the whole systemic racism thing. The reporter writing the story failed to acknowledge that parents filled an entire side of a high school auditorium, and that numerous families had been in contact with administrators in objection to assignments and projects promoting the 1619 Project as the beginning of America, presenting Marxism as a superior form of government, and explaining how Caucasian students have used white privilege to harm minorities. The Dispatch story reports that a local petition against teaching CRT had fewer than 200 signatures, but fails to mention that the community's change.org petition had been signed by more than 1,200 objectors. By neglecting to provide background information and extended facts about the board meeting, the Dispatch, like so many other news media outlets, marginalized the parents' concerns and portrayed them as outliers. Should anybody really care about these school officials' denials and the media's attempted manipulation? The answer is actually out there in the illusory truth effect, the phenomenon in which the repetition of ideas makes them easier to process. Ultimately, the fluency in which people receive information creates a perfect method of disseminating fiction over fact, because the more often people hear the idea, the more likely that some might start to believe it. And Americans cannot escape corporate media headlines stating that America is systemically racist and CRT is only taught at colleges. So while these truth-seeking citizens will see these swirling sound bites, some viewers will fall victim to the false claim. And, you know, don't want the hard truth taught exclusively? Well, you're a racist. You know, voted for Trump, you're white supremacist. The end game of this media manipulation is a fractured nation, a fallen republic that is devoured and destroyed by revisionist, history-driven socialists. That's what they're pushing for. But fear not, because the public teachers will no longer go unchecked as they strive to suppress cognitive dissonance and dupe their students into believing that the Western ideal of capitalism, individualism, and equality should no longer be our foundation. There is pushback involved, and it is getting louder. And there's just not enough of them. In the end, it wouldn't surprise me if a whole lot of homeschooling began, and there was more students being taught at home than there were at school. I don't know what they do then. Maybe they'll just cry or scream or something. Who knows? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. You know, I am an adult. And because I am an adult, I can separate between reality and fantasy. So when I watch The Bourne Identity, I'm watching a spy flick. And I'm completely unconcerned, and I don't even care that he has them, about Matt Damon's political beliefs. I like sports, but I haven't been paying too much attention to sports lately because it has become politicized. And, you know, I'm asking the question, is there anything that politics can't ruin? And the answer is a resounding no, as partisan conflict creeps into all areas of American life. And it's gotten to the point now to where it's crazy. Our political affiliations obstruct friendships, influence our purchases, affect the positions we take on seemingly apolitical matters, and limit our job choices. And as a result, many people are poorer and lonelier and less healthy than they would be otherwise. There's a new paper in the Journal of Public Policy and Marketing by some researchers from Arizona State University, University of Wyoming, and four other U.S. universities. In the paper, it says, political polarization is having far-reaching impacts on American life, harming consumer welfare, and creating challenges for people ranging from elected officials and policymakers to corporate executives and marketeers. They find that people's chosen political identities become self-reinforcing through associations with groups and shared beliefs. Our associations can even create a group-specific shared reality that makes it harder to relate to those with opposing views. Now, this is a fancy way of saying that we group up and then separate. And we don't get out there and apply critical thinking in other areas. especially those where we have opposition. Our associations can even create a group-specific shared reality that makes it harder to relate to those with opposing views. Now, as societies become increasingly polarized, politicians' objectives diverge and their animosity toward the opposition grows, and it reduces the opportunity for any sort of compromise. And while I'm not, especially on gun control, I'm not a compromiser at all now. I've just lost it. But at the same time, we have compromise on nothing.
Yeah.
On nothing. Words are considered violence now. Partisan incivility is the rule of law. And it's a major reason for failed dialogue. Uncivil exchanges result in disagreement and greater polarization regardless of the evidence presented. So I can get out there and I can say, hey, 2% of all these murders happen in 51% of the county, 51% of the murders happen in 2% of the counties. That's 60 out of 3,140. And, somebody who thinks that I kill babies and the fact that I like AR-15s, that I made it possible for that to happen, they're not listening to me. People's partisan identities influence the range of people with whom they're willing to have relationships, the brands they purchase, and the jobs they take. I make it a habit to talk to people I don't know every time I go out into the world. To say hello, to strike up a conversation. I don't bring up politics. I don't tell anybody who I am. I just say hello and I ask them how they like the weather, or do you like what you're wearing over there, or have you ever had one of these, or what kind of tires are these that you got on your car? Whatever it is, I try to strike up a 20-second conversation. And I put no politics in it. And I have never been turned down in engaging with conversation. Even now, we live in an era of public health concerns. People often choose positions on matters like vaccines or mask wearing, not based on a rational assessment of the issues, but on a plug-and-play adoption of their tribe's stances. And this sort of politicized decision-making can stand in the way of rational choices and healthy connections. With political positions influencing decisions, people will sacrifice money, they'll lose out on a job, they'll make suboptimal purchases, and disregard opportunities to save. And research has found that employees accept lower wages to work for politically like-minded entities, and people may select higher-priced products over ones that offer less functional value. And this is not good. None of this stuff should have any bearing on the other. The more we do it, the more pronounced this becomes. And then you get this finding that everything is becoming politicized. And that builds on a growing mountain of data. Even before political tensions hit their current fever pitch, a 2018 survey found that nearly two-thirds, 64% of consumers around the world will buy or boycott a brand solely because of its position on a social or political issue. In 2020, a separate survey reported that 83% of millennials find it important for the companies they buy from to align with their value. So, this means the price and utility of products and services are actually secondary considerations for many people, taking a back seat to companies' public posturing. Many business executives have risen to the challenge, advocating positions on gun control, immigration, and race relations, whether because they sense an opening to promote their opinion or if it's just a marketing opportunity. And these leaders hope that their political activism will help shape public opinion and potentially lead to lasting change. What it does is it just piles on into their tribe, if you will, if you want to go tribal about this. If they take a position about gun control, That's because they believe the media when they say everybody wants gun control. So they think they're doing a popular thing, but they're not. And since the since this last election, everything is intensified. Then the January 6th thing, recent events accelerated broader movement in business to address social and political issues. This is something a lot of these guys are thinking. So the politicizing everything great and small is what another researcher referred to last summer as the oil spill model of mass opinion polarization. And what if polarization is less like a fence getting taller over time and more like an oil spill that spreads from its source to gradually take more and more? There are a great many things in our lives that should be completely apolitical, from musical taste to believe in astrology, you know, believing in that, the arts, entertainment, sports. When they've become politicized, this signals for deeper beliefs and preferences, a tendency most saliently captured in the popular image of the latte liberal. And Americans today are making increasingly more decisions along tribal political lines, potentially depriving themselves of rewarding friendships and better paying jobs, well-reasoned judgments, and optimal goods and services. But when they do that, they're also losing points of shared interest with people who disagree with them. And they do exist. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.